Hello? Who's there? Oh, a brave prince come to save me from the demon. I'm so glad you're here. Oh, is that what you expected me to say? Why am I laughing? Okay. Whew, I'll stop. Do you mean that demon right there? Yeah, he's taking a little nap with a sword in his throat. No, Mr. Prince, you didn't arrive too late. No other hero got here and saved me before you, if that's what you're thinking. I still don't think you understand the situation, do you? You look confused. Oh. Let me guess what my father said to you.
My little girl was captured by a fearsome demon during the night. I'm sure she's so hopeless and scared right now. Hero, can you please save her for me? You will have my eternal gratitude.
Good impression, huh? Yeah, I know the old man pretty well. Anyway, he's not exactly wrong about the first part, I guess. The demon wanted to capture me, so I kind of let him do it. Why? Isn't it obvious? I don't want to be the king's little girl. But my father won't accept this, even after I became an adult. Having to speak like a proper lady, wear cute dresses and fine shoes, study all day about the diplomatic relations of a bunch of fancy pants houses I couldn't care less about. Dude, I'd rather bash my head against a fucking wall all day than go back to doing that. I just let the demon bring me to his lair. And after some days, I killed him, which wasn't exactly very hard. So, now this place is mine, and I've been living here since then. I have no idea why so many so-called heroes died to this weakling. I guess it was just natural selection at that point. Oh, I didn't even break a sweat when I shoved my sword down its throat. Now, back to your question. How did I kill that thing myself? My father is paranoid, but he's not exactly the most perceptive. And I think the guards thought that I wouldn't be smart enough to trick them. Those assholes. So I just hired someone from the Thieves Guild to secretly train me, and made up a random excuse for it, each and every time. And I would say he was a pretty good teacher, don't you agree? I knew you'd think so, too. Oh, you still plan on taking me back? Come on, dude. I was just unhappy in that place. Here I can walk around barefoot, speak like a fucking sailor, and go out to hunt or whatever when I get bored. And no one is going to scold me for it. I even cut my hair short. And next week, I'll buy some normal clothes and try to become an adventurer under a new name. You know, what I actually wanted to be. I know my father will be sad, but do you think I haven't tried to talk this out with him before? He keeps saying it's just a phase and I'll get over it and do what I was born to do. But by that, he means getting married to a random noble for political bullshit and being a good little princess like he wants me to be. If he didn't treat me like I was his fucking property, I wouldn't have to do this in the first place. But guess what? I'm happier like this than I've ever been before. Do you really want to try and take this away from me? Ah, I'm so glad you changed your mind. And it's not like you would have been able to fight me over it anyway. I guess I can give you your sword back now. Yeah, of course the sword is in your scabbard. You mean this one? Sleight of hand was just one of the many skills my master taught me. You look very adorable when you're shocked. Did you know that? And even more adorable when you're embarrassed. All right, what are you going to do now, Prince? Go home? I mean, if you really wanted to, you could bring the demon's head to my father and say you found no trace of me or whatever. I don't mind. But I have an idea you'll probably like more. I think you're very cute and very handsome. And this place gets really lonely sometimes, you know? So why don't you stay a little longer and keep me company? Come on. You can't be that naive. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Did you know that princesses in this realm have to stay virgins until they're married? Yep. It sucks. But it's the rules, right? Guess what, Prince? I'm not a princess anymore. Your lips looked good, but fuck, they taste even better. Oh, these tiny prisoner clothes show off a lot more of my body than those stupid dresses ever did. Though I have a feeling you don't really mind that. Yeah, I think all that training was good for me in more than one way. You haven't been able to take your eyes off me either. Do you want to put your hands on this tight body? Oh, shut up. What are you, afraid of my dad? Don't worry. This is going to be our little secret. And come on. Do you really think I can't see how hard you are now? And this look in your eyes? You're afraid, but I'm sure you want to have your hands all over me and deflower me. There's nothing stopping you from doing that, is there? Oh, yeah. Now that's better. Much, much better. I knew I could make this side of you show up with enough teasing. And apparently the teasing was really fucking effective because, damn, you went straight to grabbing my ass and pulling me against you. Oh, I like that a lot. You're so eager now, aren't you? But I am too. How could I not be? I've been a virgin for too long. And then a hot guy like you suddenly appears here just for me? Ugh, oh, it's not an offer I can refuse. Oh, just take this stupid armor off. I want to feel you for real. Here, let me help. I don't know how the fuck you thought leather armor would help you fight against a demon, but yeah, whatever. I want it off. Now. No. No. Oh, you look so good without that armor. But there's still something left. I can't rub my hands on your chest with your shirt on now, can I? Come on. Don't get shy now. Maybe you need a little incentive? These rags are so short, I think my ass is gonna pop out if I pull them up just a little bit. And I'm not wearing any underwear. Maybe if you do the little favor I asked you, I can... Wow! I didn't know anyone could strip down so fast. You have such a nice body. Oh, and it feels even better to touch it. Now I can gently rub my hands on you, up and down. Oh, and also grind my body against you. You like that. Oh, and don't think I forgot about my promise. Here, I'll even turn around so you can get a good look at your reward. Hope you like my toned legs and my round, tight ass. Oh, and my dripping wet pussy, too. This one's your fault. Yep. Hey, what are you doing? Oh, fuck. Oh, you're grinding against me from behind. Oh, I think I woke up something inside of you for real now. Oh, God, you're gonna finger me too? No, please don't stop. Just don't go too deep. I want your cock to take my virginity. Yes. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, rub my little pussy. Feel how wet I am for you. Oh, and your hard cock pressed against me is definitely not helping. Fuck. Is that how much you want me? Can you kiss my neck too? Yes? Oh God, yes. Oh, exactly like that. Oh, I think you can go just a little faster. And maybe rub my clit a little bit too. Oh, yes. Oh, please keep going. Oh, I'm going fucking crazy. Oh, fuck. Oh, okay, enough of this here. I'll take the rest of these clothes off. Oh, just press me against that wall. I'll bend over for you. Oh, is that good? A little more? All right. You're right. It will probably hurt. But I just defended a demon with rags and an old rusty sword. I can take it. please put it in? Oh, I want it so fucking bad. Yeah, just start gentle and... Oh, fuck. Oh, you can go slowly. Go deeper. Yes, slowly. Oh, I knew it would hurt, but oh, it feels so good. Oh, I don't even care. Oh, please grab my hips harder. Oh, you can go all the way in now. Yes, yes, trust me. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, oh. Oh. Fuck. Yes. So this is how it feels. Oh, I've been missing out on this for so long. Oh my god. Oh. Every time you thrust inside of me, I feel like I need a little bit more of it. And like my body just can't get enough. Oh, this is so fucking amazing. Fuck me, my prince. Fuck me more. Oh, feel your hips bouncing on my body. Oh, and my pussy clenching. Oh, and twitching around you. Oh, you can go a little harder now, okay? Oh, I'm gonna start moving with you a little bit as well. Oh, because I want to feel all of it. All of you. Yes. Yes. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck me hard. I want it all. I want all of your cock. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, right there. Fuck, it's so fucking good. Oh, no. Oh, no. No. Oh, damn. Are you close? Oh, I'm so fucking close. Oh, I think I'm gonna come. Oh, my body is squirming so much. Oh, my mind is just going blank and... Oh, please keep doing that. Oh, God, yes. Oh. You didn't come yet, did you? Sorry, you can't come inside me. I can't get pregnant if I want to be an adventurer. Please, just pull out. You can come all over my ass. Oh, I want to feel your cum all over my skin. Please. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, I'm dead tired. But this is so good. Hey, no. I don't want you to hold me. Well, all right. Maybe just a little. I mean, I still have some time before I start with the adventuring thing. And this place is probably still going to be my base after that, too. So, if you want to come back here any day and maybe do it again, I don't know. Oh, God. What the fuck is happening? Why am I acting like this? No, I didn't say anything. Just keep holding me. I like how warm you are. Oh, you will come back? Cool. Can you do me a favor, though? The next time you come, can you please knock on the fucking door instead of breaking it open? Thank you.